ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara continues discussing the halacha of Amrav Yehuda Merav, which was mentioned on the end of Daf Nun Aleph Beis, that Rav said, Avodah Kachov M'Shoev Nereisa B'Makal, Shova Makal B'Faneh Chayev Zorak Makal B'Faneh Potter. Avodah Zarah that they serve with a makal, Rashi says that means with kishkush makal, they make noises with a makal in front of it, with sticks. So if you go and break a makal in front of it, you chayiv, because that's daima to zvicha, that's kein zvicha, that's like a shchita. If you zorak makal, if he throws a makal in front of it, he's potter, because that's not kein zrika, gemara's masbir, that's not daima to zrika, because zrika has to be mishtaberis, it spreads apart when you zorak it. The Hainu, the way Rashi's Masbir, Gemara and Sanhedrin, is Marbe, that all Avoidas Shebefnim, like Shchita and Zrika, and the Haktara, all Avoidas Shebefnim, Nichayiv, by any Avoidas Zara, if you do such a Hakrav in front of it, even if it's not Darka Bekach, if you do something that's Darka Bekach, Nichayiv, regardless of its Befnim. But the avoidus that abefnim, yichayiv even avoidus zora that's not tarka bekach, any avoidus zora, you go and shecht the animal for it, you're going to be chayiv, whether they shecht the animals for it or not, because any avoidus that you do befnim, yichayiv. And that Rav was mechadish, that there's a chilik between shova makal and zorak makal. Shova makal is considered doime to shchita, it's a toild of shchita, it's kein zvicha, mashen kein, throwing a makal in front of it, is not Kain Zrika, even though you threw, but to be daimed to Zrika, it has to be something that's Mishtaberes, that spreads apart like Zrika. That's Rav's Chilik. And we spoke in last year, the Zemachlaikis, Tramban, and Rashi. Rashi's Medaik, the Gemara, Avodah Kachovim Sha'ov Denoisa B'Makal. That it's only such an Avodah Zarah that they serve it with Makal. That means even though they don't serve it by breaking a Makal in front of it, because then we wouldn't be concerned with Kain Penim. If it's dark of a kach, you chayiv no matter what. But al-kaponim, they serve it with some type of inyonim of makal. Rashi says the mekashkish in front of it with makal. It's only such an avodah zarah that they serve it with an inyon of makal, then you could say that breaking a makal is doimah to shchita. And you be chayiv because of avodah zarah pnim. Since this is something that's brought in front of this avodah zarah, even though it's not brought in this way, it's brought with kishkush, but it's something that's roi lo, like the Rishonim say. It's type of carbon, so you could that if you do other dollar avodas in it, zvicha or zrika, you'll be chayiv on such a thing because of kein pnim. That's shitas Rashi, shitas Ramban and the Ravid. We spoke that they say oivden is b'makal is lav dafka. The more doesn't mean dafka oivden is b'makal. Any avodas over that you'll do this in front of a chavah makal b'fanela, you'll be chayiv because that's kein zvicha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is marber from a pasuk that when the Gemara learns up that yichayiv on all the avodas shebefnim, the Gemara learns about pasuk not only shchita, even toild of shchita. What's the toild of shchita? Like the Gemara, shover makal b'fanel. If you broke a makal in front of it, that's called a toild of shchita, and it has the halacha of shchita that yichayiv in front of any avodas zara. So the Ramban really brings from that Gemara as a taina on Rashi. Why is Rashi saying you need dafka even though it's a makal? The Gemara says it's toild of the zvicha. It's a toild of shchita. We know shchita yichayiv any avodah zara, regardless if they bring behemoths in front of it or not. You do the avodah shebefnim yichayiv any avodah zara. So why is Rashi saying over here a new tanai that it's only a avodah zara shayiv denayse b'makal? The Rishonim HaMechalik, the Ran and the Ritva, the Ramban himself says that shchitas Rashi is that it's not daima, because even though the Gemara calls it toild of the zvicha, but since it's not shchita mamish, it's not shchita itself. So the only time it has a chashivas to be daima to shchita is when you did it in something that has a shaychas tris avodah zarah. Since it's not shchita itself, even though it's chayva as a toild of shchita, but that toild is only chashiva le chashiva toild of elk shavodasa b'makal, Ritva says. Or only when it's ruyula, the Rishonim say. That's, it was only being marib in such a case that when it's considered something that's right for it, then this shvira is Kein Azvicha. That's Shitas Rashi. So the Gemara goes and asks on Rav, Eisvei, Sofas L'Tzoya, Ishanosach L'Fanel, Ovid Shomei V'Negwayim Chayiv. It says in the Braisa, if he brought Tzoya in front of Avodah Zarah, or he spilled in front of it, Mei V'Negwayim, he's chayiv. In fact, the Gemara Bishleim Olish Meim Raglayim Ika Zrika Mishtaberes Letzai My Zrika Mishtaberes Ika. In fact, the Gemara Rav is saying a chilek that Shvirus Makel is doimit to Zrika, but Zrika's Makel is not doimit to Zrika because Zrika has to be Mishtaberes, has to spread apart. In fact, the Gemara on this tonight, it has to be Mishtaberes in order to be considered a toiled of Zrika. That you see here by Tzoya, Tzoya is not Mishtaberes. It doesn't spread apart and still it's considered Zrika. So any Zrika, Zorik Makel, should also be a toiled of Zrika. And for the Gemara, B'Tzoya Lacha, we're talking about B'Tzoya Lacha, that is Mishtaberes. So now the question is, according to Rashi, that we're only talking about Avodah Zarah, that Oivdin Oisab Makel. So what are we talking about over here by Sofas L'Tzoya? It doesn't say anywhere that this Avodah Zarah is Darka B'Tzoya. So Rishonim speak out, the Ran speaks out, Taisa says it over here on Daf Nun Aleph. So Chalayim Kalbakav Hayser Regila B'Tzoya. You have to say, you have to make an akimta in the Gemara, that the case of the Brisa Sofas L'Tzoya is talking about that they served it in other ways with Tzoya, even if they didn't serve it Davka this way of being Sofas L'Tzoya Nasach Afanel, but there was somehow that they served it with Tzoya. Therefore, it's Daima to the Gemara of Makal Shitas Rashi. That it's an Avodah Zarah that has a Shaychus to Tzoya, so then you could do a Zrika of Tzoya in front of it. That's what Tosis and the Ran speak out in Rashi. The Ritva is Medayik. The Rashi doesn't say anything about that. Rashi doesn't speak out in the Gemara that we're talking about an Avodah Zarah which is Darka but Tzoya. So Ritva says, Mashma from Rashi, Medivri Rashi is Al Nira, Tafilu Ein Avodosa Bekach Klum. The Shiny Hosom, the Ika Shem Zrika. You have to say in Rashi, it's mashma, that it's different. Over here, you did an actual Zrika, you did Mamash Zrika itself, it has that Shem of the Maisa that they do Bafnim. So then, as long as it's Mishtaberes, that's enough to be considered Avodis Kein Pnim and Yechayiv, even though it's Ein Oivdin Eisei B'Kach. This, the Rashi said, that it only has a Chashivus of Toiled of Pnim, when it's Oivdin Eisei B'Kach, that's because Shvirus Makel, you're breaking a stick, and Hamam is doing a Shechita. Shechita is Shechting, taking out at the life of a Behema, doing a Shechita in a Behema, Shechita Simonim. So when you're not doing the actual Maisa that they do B'Fnim, so then the only way the toilda could have a chashivas of a toilda is when it's something that that they do something with makwes. But Dr. Tva, by over here, where you did an actual zrika, you did a zrika, you went and threw it in front of it, just like the zayrik the dam. So when you did an actual zrika, then there's no din, you need oivdin eisei b'kach. And even like Shitas Rashi, it can have a din of avodas pnim, even by something that ain't oivdin eisei b'kach. And the Emes is the Lashna Rambam is also mashma like that, the Mandaik. Rambam brings this Gemara, this Brisa, in Per Gimel, from Avodas Chachav Malacha Dalet. He's talking in general, in the Halacha before Halacha Gimel, he goes through all the Azharas of Avodas Zarah, that you can't do any Avodas Kein Pnim, even if it's Ein Derech Avodas Bekach, Kater, Manasseh, Chazayrik. And then he goes Halacha Dalet, Safas Latzoyah, Shunisach L'Avod Shomer Glaim Chayiv. If you go to Avodah Zarah and yourself is Latzoyah Nisach L'Avod Shomer Glaim Chayiv. And then later on, Halacha Dalet, he says, Avodas Chachavim Sho'ovdin Oisei B'Makol, Shova Makol B'Fanei Chayiv V'Naseres. When he brings the Rav's Halacha of Makol, he brings Taka like Lashon Rashi, that's Tafka Avodas Chachavim Sho'ovdin Oisei B'Makol, only Avodas Chachavim that you serve with Makolis. But in the beginning of Halacha, Sof is Latzoyah, he doesn't say such a Tanai, that it has to be only Avodah Zarah that they serve with Tzoyah. He just continues from Halacha Gimel, that Yechayiv and Avodas Kein Pnim, and he gives such an example of Safas Latzoyah Nitzach L'Avod Shomer Glaim. So Ram would be mashma like this Ritva, that Safas Latzoyah Oish Nitzach L'Avod Shomer Glaim is better than Shvirus Makel. It's more an exact Maisa of Zrika, like Pfnim, and therefore you don't need Oivdin Eisei B'Kach, which is not like the Ran and Tosfos that both are Moikim. According to Rashi, you have to say, we're talking about over here, and by the Zohar, that there's Seifus La Tzoya, and it's Blay Chitas Rashi. The Ramban and the other Rishonim don't have Rashi's Tanai of Oivdin Eisei B'Makel, they bring from this Gemara that you can learn a Braisa Kepshuta, Seifus La Tzoya, is by any Avodah Zarah, since you're doing Avodah, which is Doimit Pnim, which is one of the Dalar Avodah Shibifnim. So Mela by any avodah zara, as long as it's a zrika, it's time to avodah shepanim nichayv. Mor continues with Leima Katanoi, Shachet Lachogav, Rabbi Yudah Mechayev, Chom Poitim, Maila Vokam Iflegim, Asav Amina Kein Zvichel, Maasav Aleya Amina Kein Zvichel, Kein Pnim. Mor brings a machlekes and a brayse, if you shecht a chogav in front of an avodah zara, which is not the type of shechita that we do b'fnim, shechita v'chogav. So Mor says, there's a machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Yudah and the Chom, Rabbi Yudah holds that you could have a toild of the zvichel, even if it's not Kein Pnim Mamish, it's not Mamish the way we makrev b'fnim, as long as it's doime somewhat to shechita. And the Chum say it has to be kein pnim. It's not enough kein zvicha. You have to do mamish what they do b'fnim to be chayiv in the dalar avoidus that you chayiv by even by ein darka b'kach. So the Gemara is saying Rav's halacha of shvius makol should be totally in Rabbi Yudah and the Chacham. That according to the Chum that you need kein pnim. It's not enough kein zvicha. You have to do mamish the way you do b'fnim. So makol is going to be potter just like a chogav. According to Rabbi Yudah, the Rechogav is chayv, and Makkah is also going to be chayv. So again, the Rishonim bring in the same shayla. According to Rashi, that you need dafka to hold, Rav is only talking about Avodah Zarah Shayiv the Noisa b'Makkah. So what's over here by Chogav? By Chogav, Rabbi Yudah seems to be being mechayv as for any Avodah Zarah if you shaykh Chogav. So again, the Rishonim say you have to make this a kimta. Tosis speaks out that Ahid Chogav tzarachloim Shayiv the Noisa b'Chogav. Has to be talking about that they do some type of other avodah with the chagav in front of this avodah zara, but they don't do avodah shechita. If they do avodah shechita, it'll be pashat yichayv anything that's darker b'kach yichayv. It's talking about like Rashi says by makol, by chagav also they do some type of other avodah with chagav in front of it. So it's regila b'kach. This is its type of inyan. So mainly you could have a din of kein zvicha when you shechit chagav in front of it according to Rav, like the was being told in Rabbi Yehuda. Again, you have the Ritva, we spoke by Tzoya. The Ritva says the same you said here. He says, by Chogov, you don't need that they over it with a Chogov. It's Chayok on Taisis. You don't need their over it with a Chogov b'inyan achar. Even if they're not over it with a Chogov b'chlal. He says, Chayna to'ayim b'idach t'shachet l'chogov. T'abiyudu b'chayiv afish ein avidosa b'chogov klal. Kibin d'ikas shem shchita. D'ikas shvirus mafrekas k'ein zvicha. So since you're doing an actual shchita, says this whole din Rashi is saying it has to be something that that's because you're not doing an actual shechita, you're just doing breaking a stick. That's not really a shechita. It's not a mitzvah of a shechita, but it's chayev because it's a toild of shechita. It's doimet a shechita. So then you need something that it's rogelbo that should have enough shaychas to be kein pnim. But if here's Dr. Tzva Vaita, when you're doing a shechita mamish, you're doing a shem shechita, you're doing a shvirus mafrekas, you're breaking the neck of the chogav. That's mamash shechita. So over there, even according to Rashi, you won't need that it's something that's over the of chagav. And over here, it seems like it's even better because even the Ran, who in the Gemara before by Tzoya, goes with Tais, it's not like the Ritva, and he says that you have to have dafka over the noisib Tzoya, b'shitas Rashi. But he says mekamokim brayse the chagav says the chedusha Ran efshad afilu ein avedos of chagav mechayev kibin avizvicha mamish afish ein dakim kachayev kein nirli. Ran says that by Chogav I'll be moida. Even by Tzafas L'Tzoy, it has to be Oiv D'Noisi B'Tzoy in some way. But by Chogav, where it's a Shechita Mamish, it's Mamish the exact same mites like B'Fnim, it's a Shechita. Then even like Rashi, that will be good without having any Avaidu with a Chogav. The Gemara continues with a new member, Amr Ab Nachman, Amr Ab Barvu, Amr Rav, V'Dischov, M'Sho Oiv D'Noisi B'Makel, Shov V'Makel B'Fnei Chai V'Neseres. Zorak makel fana chayiv ein neseres. The Gemara says such an avodah zara that they're oivid with a makel. If you do a shvirus makel in front of it, the oivid is chayiv misa, and the makel is neser because it becomes takrevis avodah zara. If you zorak makel fana, if you do zrikas makel, the oivid is chayiv misa, ein neseres, and the makel does not become takrevis avodah zara. The Gemara explains what's the difference. Zrikas makel, that the makel is not neser, and shvirus makel, the makel is neser. The Gemara says the same chiluk, like we said before, that it has to be kein zrika mishtaberes. Has to be kein zrika mishtaberes. The Gemara before, earlier, was talking about the chi of ra'ivi. And over here, the Gemara is talking about becoming a takravis, becoming neser as takravis. The Gemara is saying to become neser as takravis also, they have the same criteria that it has to be a zrika mishtaberes in order to be doimet to zevach befnim, that it should get a shem takravis. The only difference is the Gemara over here says Zorak Makel b'fanei chayiv, that the Oivir is chayiv on the Zrika, just the Makel is not Nesa. And the Gemara before, in the beginning of the sugya, a member of Rabbi Yehuda Merab said, Zorak Makal with an El Potter, that the Oivir himself is Potter, not just that Makal is not Nessa. The Gemara over there was discussing the Chiyuv Oivir. The Gemara says, the Oivir himself is Potter. So what's the difference? So Rashi says right here, Kagain, Shavidosa Bezrikas Makal, Meicha Yavdu. That we're talking over here, that's Darka Bekach. Rashi before, the Gemara earlier said, we're talking about it, its Derech is not to be Zorak Makal for now. The Derech is only to be Mekashkish Makal for now. So therefore, the Oivir is Potter on it. You don't have the din of Darka Bekach. And the Gemara over here is talking about Dr. Rashi, when it's Darka Bekach, now the klal is any of it is all, whatever they do in front of it, whatever they do in front of it, regardless of if it has a shayeches to pnim or not, if that's Darka Bekach, then you chayev on it. So here we're talking about it's Darka Bekach. And still the Gemara is being mechadish, that even though it's Darka Bekach, and the chiyev ha'oived is b'chol ha'oived when it's Darka Bekach, but for the chayfetz to become neser, as a takrovis, you have to have Kain Zrika Mashtaberis, you have to have Daimit to Pnim. You're trying to speak out, the Ran speaks out, that even though there's a halach of Darka Bekach, no matter what you do, even if they do any type of crazy thing in front of it, you chayiv, the Oivir is chayiv, but Benegeya, becoming Takroivis, that's the Kuliyam, whatever Shem Zivche Mesim has to be Daimit to Azevach, it has to be Avoidis that are Kain Pnim. So that's the Gemara saying over here, to become a Takroivis, even by a Darka Bekach, you're still going to have Zrika Mishtaberes. So it comes out with two similar halachas of Rav. One is the halacha that there's a din in the Chiyuv HaOved, that he's chayiv on the Avodas Shebefnim, even when it's Ein Darka Bekach. And that Rav said that the criteria for being Doimet to Befnim, for the Chiyuv HaOved, you need Kein Zrika Mishtaberes. And I was saying a second halacha from Rav, that when the Chiyuv HaOved is Poshet, because it's Darka Bekach, the Oved is chayiv regardless, but Benegei, to be chala Isset HaKroivis on the carbon itself, it's also Tali and Zrika Mishtaberes to be Daimit to Pnim, to have a din of Takroivis. Ran brings other Rishayim, Acherim, and Mefarish, not like Rashi that made a Kimti here, we're talking about a Darko to be Zorik Makal of Hanel. Just he says, there's a machlaikas between Rav Nachman and Rav Barvua, Omer Rav, and the Mandal before Omer Yehuda Omer Rav, if Zrika is Daimit to Kishkush. We're talking about the same cases before, that they're only Mekashkes ufanel b'makel, they're not Zerik makel ufanel chayiv. But just the second one down here in the Gemara holds, that Zrika and Kishkush is not such a big difference. So if they're Mekashkes makel ufanel, so Zrika is also considered Darka Bekach. And that's an avoida for this avoida zara. It's just been in Geit HaKroivis. Again, you need the Shem Zevach. It's not enough Darka Bekach. It has to have one avoida shebefnim in order to become a Zevach. Mor goes on and brings a Mishnah, Tanan Motzeb Reishi Ksus of Mois Ekelim, the Mishnah Namabez, Reil Matorim, Rachile Anob Vator Shal Shibolim, the Yenis Shmonim, the Slosais, Chol Dovah Shakeitz, the Kurvagam Mizbech Os. Mor says that the Mishnah says if you found on the Abed Zorah, grapes or different types of Tvua, wine, and Shemen and Soilas, all things that were Makrav on the Mizbeach, and it's also because it's Takravis Avodah Zarah, we assume was put there for Takravis, and all these things have Issa Takravis. So the Gemara asks, Bishloi Meyein, Shmolim, Slosis, Ika Kein Pnim, Vika Kein Zika Mishtaberes, Bachila Adnam, Matar Shabayim, Lai Kein Pnim, Ika Lai Kein Zika Mishtaberes. In fact, the Gemara was saying before tonight, that it has to be Zika Mishtaberes, according to Rav, or it has to be, according to the Chachamim of the Brais of Chogov, has to be Kein Pnim. It's not even enough if it's Doimet Eshchito or Zrika. It has to be Kein Pnim Mamish and Chagav is Potter. It's reflecting more by these things. Parchile Anov Matar Shal Shibolim. First of all, we don't bring them Bifnim. We don't have Kein Pnim. And even according to Rav, it doesn't need Kein Pnim Mamish. But it's not Zrika Mishtaberes. You bring it as a salad. It's not Zrika Mishtaberes. So which avoidus Pnim are you doing here to make it awesome with Takravis? Rav Amulah says, talking about that when he was Batra, he harvested it, Mitchila, Vashem, that it should be a carbon. So that Batran is considered, Rashi says, Bibtsirusan of the Labidis Kechavim, the Habikashavim Makal of Aneha, the Domi Lezvicha. We're talking about the Bitsira itself was a Maisa of serving the Abidis Zara. He was Batran with a Kavana, Latzairach, the Abidis Kechavim, and with the Bitsira, he served Avodah Zarah, Habikashav, Makal, Fanel, the Domi, Lezvicha. This Betzira, the cutting it, the harvesting it, is also considered Kein Zvicha. And Memela, you have Kein Zvicha, you have the Toil of Zvicha, and you have Kein Prim. And Iran is Medayik, and the other Shayim also, that the way the Gemara asked the Kasha, Loike Ein Primika, Veloike Ein Zvicha, Meshtaber Sika, the Gemara asked from both Madamrim, from Rav, who says that you need a Toil of Zvicha, it should be Doimet to Zvicha Zvicha, and even from the Mandamar, it says it has to be exactly Mamish like Prim, like Chom Rebreis of Chogov. So it sounds like when the Gemara answers Kagaycha Batzer Metchil Lekach, the Gemara is saying it's Meyushev according to both Mandamrim. So the Chayr Bishleim like Rav, he did Batzer Metchil Lekach, that's like a Shviris Makal. Like Rashi says, the Havi Keshava Makal of Anel. You broke it, you did a Maisa which is Doimet to Shchita and something. So that's like Shviris Makal of Anel. But the Chayr like the Mandamar, that you need Keim Pnim, that he holds Shviris Makal as Potter, it's not enough. You need a hakrava, which we actually do that hakrava b'fnim. So what's potzer metchil lekach help? Mechayre b'fnim, even though we're makrav anovim for bikurim and a Torah shal shibolim, but we don't do a zvicha in them. We don't do a maisa of being shoverit of potzer metchil lekach. Someone will say the Rajab is mashma. Maybe there is a potzer metchil lekach by bikurim that you cut it for that. But the Ran says, you see from this Gemara, a big aside, that even the Mandamar holds Kein Pnim, it doesn't have to be that you do it, we do it this same way, Pnim. It's enough that we're makir of this Chayfetz Pnim, we bring Pachila and Oven and Torah Shal Shibolim for Bikurim, and they did some type of an Avoida in it, which is Kein Zvicha. The two things together, it's called Kein Pnim. Even though we don't do this type of Zvicha, in that akrava b'fnim, when you do that akrava b'kurim, there's no mikzah zvich in it, there's no batzah mitchil lekach. If the item is something that the makra b'fnim, and together with that, they did in it a maisa, which is ken zvicha, that's enough even according to Ran Omar, ken pnim, and koshkin according to Rav. That's the Yisai Duran says we see from this Gemara. This Gemara, the Yisai of this Gemara, recently became the center of a big shaila, even though most of Masechta Avodah Zarah doesn't come so negay l'maisa. This Gemara became the center of a big shaila about 15 years ago. There was a shaila brought to Rabbi Yashiv about the human hair shaitels, that many of them come from a temple in India where the women go and they cut off their hair over there and donate the hair to Avodah Zarah. And over there they go and sell the hair. They go and sell the hair for the manufacturing of human hair shaitels. And the question came to Rabbi Yashiv, if his hair is considered takrevis, is it considered takrevis of a desire? Because we know takrevis doesn't have bittel. Any other thing, if it's something just donated to Avodah Zarah, that's not asr at all. Ein hekter shavedes kechavim, just a donation to Avodah Zarah doesn't become asr. Even something is noy Avodah Zarah, which probably it's not, it has a bittel when you sell it. But this, if it's takrevis of Avodah Zarah, takrevis of Avodah Zarah, we said is ein lo b'teilo ilamas. The question is, if this here that they chop off for Avodah Zarah is considered a takrevis of Avodah Zarah. So the Paiskim went into several shailas. Rishol Belsky has the tshuva that he wrote to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv's tshuva back to him, printed in his sefer Shulchan Alevi. That the question is, first of all, we paskin at Shulchan Aruch like Shitas Rashi. That the only time Yechayiv is, Rashi says, a Tanai Sha'iv the Neisav Makal. It has to be that this Avodah Zarah is something that they serve with this thing. Something that they serve with this thing. That's the only way that Yechayiv and it could become Takrevis. So, after first established, is this Avodah Zarah something that they serve with here in any other way? Is the here something that's meant to use Avodah Zarah? And then the second thing is, the Gemara says, you need Batzo Mitchil Lekach. You have to have that they did it a Maisa, which is Ken Zvicha or Ken Zrika. You had to do the Dira Maisa, which was L'Shem that. Batzer Mitchil Lekach Rashi says, the Betzira was Bekavana, is being Beitzirit for the Avodah Zarah. Betzirusan of the Avodah Zkechavim. It can't just be that he cut off his hair and then went and took the hair and put it down in front of the Avodah Zarah, because that's not Kein Pnim. There's no Zvicha, there's no Zrika. So that was the question, if you could apply this Gemara to these hairs. So there was a shliach Rabbi Yashiv sent who went down there, and he watched them cutting off the hairs, and he said it seems that the people feel that they're doing an avoda with the cutting of the hair itself, They feel like they're doing some type of a hakrava, some type of takravis for the Avodah Zarah. And because of that, that Shliach's Eidus, Rabbi Yashav said that it's also mitam this gemara. It's called Botcha Mitchil Lekach. That means they're taking these hears and bringing it as a carbon for Avodah Zarah. And it has a mice of Kain Zvicha because they did Botcha Mitchil Lekach. When they cut them, they cut it L'Shem L'Avodah Zarah. The Chaylkim, Rabbi Shaul Belsky brings there the tshuva. He said that that's not the idea b'chlal. That there's no, they don't have any such type of carbon of bringing hears as a carbon. The idea was they try to be mashpil themselves, take away the gaiva of the hear in front of the Avodah Zarah. So it's part of their religion to mashpil themselves in front of the Avodah Zarah. And the cutting of the hear is just a way of being mashpil themselves. It's not that they're cutting this hear, that the hear should be for the Avodah Zarah, should be a carbon for the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, there's no Batzer Metchil Lekach. And the fact that they donated afterwards to be sold to the Avodah Zarah, that's nothing, that's not a carbon. That was the Svara of the Matirin. So Belsky talks there in the Tshuva that even if the Shliach, this aide, says that he heard them saying different words while they're cutting their hair, that they're cutting it for a Hakrava for Avodah Zarah, but he says since you speak to the Bekiyim in the religion, the higher up people in the religion, that's not what the religion does it for at all. It's just a way of being mashpil themselves. So he says it doesn't make a difference what the Hamoinam thinks. It has to be, he brings the Lashon HaRashi, but now a sugya, that it's something that's royal or lefi chukei of this Avodah Zarah. According to the chukum of this Avodah Zarah, that has to be that Avodasa Bekach. It's Avodasa Bekach like Shitas Rashi. And since it's according to the chukum of the Avodah Zarah are nikva, according to what the people that understand that are kevei that Avodah Zarah, the galachim or whoever, not just what the simple people are thinking. That was a big part of the shaila centered around that. That was the tshuva back and forth. If you have this gemara of ken zvicha and it's oivda noisa b'makel, it's something. If it's something that they're oivda with. And if this mice of botzer, the mice of cutting it, are doing a mice of cutting it l'shem l'Avodah Zarah, or they're just cutting it, just cutting it to cut their hair as a way of being machnir themselves. Rabbi Yashav there in the tshuva to Rav Belsky quotes the Lashon Rambam that they one of the Avodah Zarahs used to be mengaleich themselves for the kmoish. So you see that's some type of inyan of a takrevis of being mengaleich yourself for the Avodah Zarah. Rav Belsky writes back that Kmoish, to this Avodah Zarah, we don't know what the derech of Kmoish, maybe that Kmoish had something with hears, that the makrav hears for it, the shenken of here, that's not the case. The Avodah Zarah, the chukei Avodah Zarah don't call for hears, is not interested in the hears, it's just that the person should cut off his hear. Or continues, a new memra, Amra Bavom, Rabbi Yechanan, Menayin HaZevech, Behem Baal Zmum, Avodah Zchav, Shupater, they also Torah came from him. The Gemara says if someone shechts a behemah balas mum for Avodah Zarah, he's not chayiv because it has to be kein pnim. It's something that would be kosher b'fnim. Since it's not kosher b'fnim, you're not chayiv on for Avodah Zarah. Be'echon is being moisiv even more than we said till now. Not just you need that to be something that will makar b'fnim, but it has to be something that's actually kosher b'fnim. If you bring a carbon which is possible b'fnim because it's a bal mum, that's not called Kain Pnim. The Gemara says at the end it means Mechusar Eivah because Balmum is kosher for Bnei Noyach. Akapanim, this Rabbi Yechanan that's saying you need Kain Pnim, Shreinim speak out, doesn't stim with Rav. Rav is saying, Rav said before, the Gemara brought a Machleikas by Chogav, Machleikas Rabbi Yehuda in the Chomim, Rav paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't need Mamish Kain Pnim. It's enough even a Makal. Makal is something when I'm Makrav Bifnim. It's enough even a Makal as long as you did something which is a Toild of Zvicha. So how could a Balmum be worse than a Makal? Balmum is also, he did something which is very, very much Taimut to Shechita, so Shechita Mamish. So you can't say that you need so exact Kain Pnim. Rav said you even need Makal. So Rabbi Yechanan, the Shayim, the Manas, Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan and Rav. And Rabbi Yechanan is going like the Chachamim of Chogov, the Chachamim of the Brais of Chogov, and he's Chaylik on Rav. Taisus over here goes not like that. Taisus goes with Shechita Rashi. That the whole memra of Rav is not a klal, it's not said all over, that any told, any shava makal is chayv, any told of zvicha. It's only by medvar mum, by an avodah zarah, that they're oiv the nice of a makal, they do something with a makal. So Zaktaisis Rabbi Eichon was talking about, he was a Vech Behemoth Balsamon for an Avodah Zarah, that they don't do anything with behemoths in front of it. So therefore it doesn't go into Rav's halacha of Avodah Nisa B'Makal. Over here, in order to be Kein Pnim, you have to have, it should be an actual kosher behemoth that you bring B'Fnim. Because we're talking about an Avodah Zarah, that they don't do any Avodah with behemoths in front of it. The only reason why Yechayiv is because the Pasuk's Marbins in Masechta Sanhedrin, that anything that you do b'fnim, yichayiv al mechutz, even if it's ein da'ak ha'bekach. So for that, Rabbi Yechanan is saying, it has to mamish be kosher b'fnim. Rav is talking about a case, when this is, the Avodah Zarah is regular, this thing in makleis, then it's enough to be mezdamah to p'nim, enough that it's ke'ein zvicha, you don't have to be exactly the same. Meiler is no machleik as Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, we can paskin Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, they're talking about two different cases. Shank the other shayinim, all done, if you paskin machleik as Rav and Ramban, if you paskin like Rav or like Rabbi Yechanan, because to machleik as Rabbi Yechanan holds you need kein pnim mamish, is chaylik and Rav is din of kein zvich. That is a shittas of Rambam, which they're all matmi on. The Rambam paskins the din of Rabbi Yechanan. Rambam per gimel halacha dalet, says him shachat la behem chaseres eva potter, elam kein haise derech avidasa bekach. It says, if you go in front of an Avodah Zarah and you shech the behemoth chaseres eiver, it's potter. It brings a beichon and zalacha. Unless there's specifically such a derech avodah bekach, then you chayv is darka bekach, like zeruk evan lemakulis. The problem is the Rambam, right in the beginning of halacha, line before, paskins the brisa of safas latsoya, leshenisach la'ovet shamei reglaim chayv. He brings the brisa, the safas latsoya, nisach la'ovet shamei reglaim is chayv. That brisa can't stim with Rabbi Yechanan. If you need keim pnim mamish, and you potter on a balmum, and you potter on a chogov, means you need something that you would actually be able to be makrav b'fnim, so how can you be chayiv on tzoya and meir aglayim? We're not makrav that b'fnim. Hechich, that price that Rishayim say is going according to Rabbi Yehuda by chogov, and according to Shitas Rav, that you don't need keim pnim mamish, it's enough that it's a doyma tzvicha, and that's why Safas l'tzoya shlisach alavish meir aglayim can be chayiv, even though you don't do b'fnim. But how could Rama pask in both halachas? How could Tzoya be less daimit to Pnim than a Balmum? Balmum is a behema, and it's almost the same as Pnim, just has a psul. And Tzoya is something we don't bring Pnim b'chlal. The Rambam is a Tmiya, the Rishayim are all Matmiya. The Rabbi asks there in Asagas on the Rambam, V'chishchitas chogo v'chishchitas behema v'chaseres eibe p'chusam heim v'sisas Tzoya v'nisach meraglayim. How could a chogo v'chaseres eibe be less of keim Pnim than Tzoya meraglayim? The Kesef Mishnah says a chiddush in the Rambam, a very big chiddush, which is hard to understand. He says, "Ef shaloymar sheyoysen nira avoyda besfisas tzoya v'nisach meiraglayim, kimin she'eni dover anizik b'fnim, mishchitas chog v'hem chaser sevi dekiyoyts v'am neshchotim b'fnim ve'elu mechlokim mehem havadei mucha milslav kein p'nim." So something that we bring such a thing b'fnim, we bring animals b'fnim, we bring korbanos b'fnim. And the Torah went and was merachik a balmum, or a certain minim, a chagav. So the mechlokim him, the Torah split it up, the Torah said, not these. So that's something that is not keim pnim. Shein ki tzoya meraglayim, that we don't deal with this bechlal b'fnim. It's not something we have, bechlal has any shaykhis to akravasa b'fnim. Doctor, that's better. That's not called not keim pnim. Not keim pnim is something that's meinyona to the things that were makir b'fnim, and the Torah was passed that there was merachik it. That's not keim pnim. That's what the Kesef Mishnah's chiddush. But shenkin something like tzoya meraglayim, there's no shaychus to pnim. That's less of a chasaron. Continue to the next Mishnah on a mebeis matzah b'roishay mois ksus hakelim harei el mutarim. Mishnah says if you find b'roishay v'idazora, you find on top of the v'idazora mois money ksus hakelim harei el mutarim. So the Mishnah is discussing now a new halacha of Noya Avodah Zarah. Told them we were talking about Takrevis Avodah Zarah. Talking about halacha of Noya Avodah Zarah, something that's there to beautify, to add to the Avodah Zarah, is Astralt's Noya Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah is saying these items, when you find them on the Avodah Zarah, Mois Ksus Kalim, do not get a din of Noya Avodah Zarah, Reil Matar. The Gemara explains, because we learn from a Pasuk, we know in Emilia, Mabchir Vayesu, Mabayishia, Kosev echadim tir shekutzeim is galeim eitzu evin kesev is over sharim moim. Kosev echadim esach bin kesev is over leim. Keitzri moim dumi da leim ma leim dove shal noi osr sheini shal noi mutter. Afi moim dove shal noi osr sheini shal noi mutter. Gemara learns from a pasuk that when things are on Avodah Zarah, that they added to Avodah Zarah, They're only usher if it's a davar shel noy. If it's a chashav thing, it's something that adds to it, that gives noy. But mois ksusa kelim, which are not there, b'derech kavod, they're just sitting on it, they're not there, b'derech kavod, don't get the iser of noy avod zara. Sefer Mishnah says, Pachile anovim v'tor shel shibolim v'yenis shvonim v'slosos, chol davar shel kiyotz v'kar l'gam mizbeach usher. Anything, the Mishnah gives a list of anything that's such things are karav bifnim, the karav al gabim mizbeach, are also. So Rishonim HaMazbir, Niran, Niramban, and that the Sefer of Mishnah is a different iser. The Sefer of Mishnah is not also midin noy, it's also midin takrovis. Takrovis is also only on things that are karav bifnim. These things, pachile anov matar shal shibolim, yenus, shmonim, slosis, even if they're not, they're not a davar shel noy, even if it's not a davar shel kavod. But since it's an inyan of takrevis, it's a different thing. Takrevis is totally, if it's karev al gabim mizbeach, something which is karev al gabim mizbeach, it's kein pnim, has issa takrevis. And there's a big difference between the issa of the resha of noy and the issa of the sefer. Takrevis has no bittel, and noy has a bittel. I'll call upon him, the sefer says that the gather is, when you have issa takrevis, only davar shel karev al gabim mizbeach, only something which is Kain Pnim. Kain Pnim has an Isser of Takrevis, like we had in the Gemara Namar Aleph. Kain Pnim has an Isser Takrevis. The question here in the Mishnah is, before we had in the Gemara, that you have to do either Kain Zvicha, Kain Zrika, you have to do some type of Aveda in it. It's not just enough alone that this Min is carving the Mizbeach. You have to do some type of Aveda that they did by the Mizbeach, one of the Avedas, either Shchita or Zrika. So the Mishnah doesn't say what was done over here in the Pachile Anovim HaTorah Shel Shibolim, just says he found them on there. So the Ran speaks out, and the Ban learns like that, that by these things you have to be Cheshish, that they did, maybe they did a Kein Zvicha, maybe they were Botzer Mitchila Lekach, and by Yenus Shemonim Eslosais, maybe the Ran says maybe they did some type of Zrika with them, and this is a Shiraim of the Zrika, the Yehid Shmonim Slosses, what we find here, just like we have in the Beis HaMikdash, you do a Zrika, and then the Shiraim, Shiari Adam, says maybe the Yehid Shmonim Slosses, they poured part of it in front of the Avodah Zarah, and this is what's left of it. So therefore it's also, because you have to be Choshesh, that they did a Maisa in it, that makes it Takrevis, a Maisa of Kein Zrika or Kein Zvicha. That's Shita's Haran Maramban. There's another Shita, which Taisus brought before, in the end of Nunam Abayz, Taisus quoted Shita's Rashi, and the Rosh is Mayrach on it, the Rosh brings Rashbam B'Shem Rashi, that Rashbam B'Shem Rashi says that something, that this thing itself is Karav Bifnim, something that this thing itself goes on the Mizbeach Bifnim, then you don't have to do a Mais of Kein Zvicha or Kein Zrika in it. Kein Zvich and Kein Zrika is only on things that the thing itself is not Karev Bifnim. But when you have things like an Al Mishnah, that they go on the Mizbeach, they go Bifnim on the Mizbeach, then Rashi says that alone, that you brought it in front of the Avodah Zarah, is enough to answer it. Rishonim bring a raya, Rosh brings a raya from a Gemara in the second Perek, on this comes from going on the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes, and Tosfos on Taflam and Beis and Beis, the Bemaschav Ayotze, that there's a shaila of when you find a piece of bosser that was brought into the Avodah Zarah, the Shaila of Mechiach is not talking about that the Shechter for the Avodah Zarah, the animal, because the rest of the animal is mutter, but this piece of bosser that was brought in front of the Avodah Zarah has a din takrovis. So as Dr. Rosh has arrived from there, that Takrevis doesn't need Kein Zvicha by something that we bring that thing itself, like Basa, we bring on the Mizbeach, something that we bring that item itself, Bifnim, as our Krav on the Mizbeach, so you don't have to do Kein Zvicha, because this Basa was not coming from an animal that was geshechted for the Avodah Zarah. So that's Shitas HaRosh and Rashi, and the Mele of the Mishnah is very simple. The Mishnah is saying Adin, that all these, this whole list of things, since they all come on the Mizbeach, see, there's no Tanai of Kein Zvicha, Kein Zrika, and this alone, that it was put down in front of the Avodah Zarah, that it was put down for Takrevis in front of the Avodah Zarah, that itself makes it a Takrevis. There's a big kasha on this Shita, Achreinim ask, the Vilna Gaon asks in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Lamed Tes, Ois Yud Dalid, that the Gemara Namar Aleph, and the Gemara asked, the Gemara brought this Mishnah, Tanan Motzer Bereish Yaksus Amoyes Akeva Neim Atar Pachila Enob Matar Shibol Yenis Shmonim Slosis Chodov Shkiyetu Vekar Lagam Zbech Aser. The Gemara said, Bishlam Yenis Shmonim Slosis Ika Kein Pnim Vika Kein Zrika. The Gemara said, Bishlam Yayin Shemin and Soilis, we understand, because you have Kein Pnim and you have Kein Zrika. It's something that's brought Pnim, and it's something that you do a Kein Zrika in it. In fact, the Gaon, according to Rashi, by something that's brought b'fnim, we don't need Kein Zrika. Why is the Gemara saying Vika Kein Zrika? We're saying, like Shitas Rashi in the Rosh, that something that thing itself you bring on the Mizbeach doesn't need Kein Zrika. So why is the Gemara saying Kein Zrika? The Gaon says you have to say, according to Rashi, Rabusa Ka'amar V'deichik. The Gemara is just saying you have that Milo also, not that necessarily you need that Milo. But, like upon him, that's Rashi's Shita and the Rosh's Shita. How to learn the Mishnah here. And this sheet is Gepaskin, the Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber Paskin is like this sheet. Mechaber in Kuflam Tess of Gimel says, he goes there, Ezu Takrevis. He says, Kol Shul Kiyetza by Korav Agabe Bezbeach, Kibay Kol Mine Meichel, Kain Bosa, Shemona, Vesloses, Mayim Umelach, Imi Nichil Fonel, Shem Takrevis, Nesa Miyad. Avo Dovash, Ein Makriv Mimenu Bifnim, Ein Yenesa, Kain Osa Mimenu, Kain Zvicha, Kain Zvicha, Mishtaberes. He says that something that is a meichel that goes on the mizbeach, you don't need any zvicha zvicha mishaberes, mishaken something that's not a meichel that goes on the mizbeach, you need a zvicha or zvicha mishaberes. There's a third shita, which is a new day, all the Rishayim by us go not that way, but the Beis Yosef learns up in Shitas HaRambam that something that was put down in front of it as a takrevis, b'mokim avidasa, right in front of the Avodah Zarah, b'makom avodasa, and that could be even something that's not kiyetsa b'korav agabim mizbeach. Anything that you put down in front of the Avodah Zarah as a takrevis gets a din takrevis, even if it's not kiyetsa b'korav agabim mizbeach. The whole tanai of kiyetsa b'korav agabim mizbeach, where you need kein zvicha or kein zrika, is only when it's not b'fun of b'makom avodasa. When you have it right in front of it, like the Gemara says over here in the Gemara of Nimin HaKalkolim, when it's right in front of it, it gets a din takrevis, even if it's something that's not karav b'fnim. He says it brings such a shita from the Rambam. He says Mashmah the Torah didn't learn the Rambam like that. This comes out of big nafkamina because Tosfos and Nunam Abayis spoke about, all the Rishonim speak about by us, the Ramban and the Ran, that they used to bring shava, they used to bring wax in front of the Avodah Zarah. Neirus Roshava Shem and Likim Lefaneha, they used to bring wax in front of the Avodah Zarah as some type of a hakrava, like a carbon. The question is, if that gets a din of takrevis. So Rishonim will say, Tosis and Ramban, that that's not called a takrevis, because we don't bring such a thing with nim, and we have the tanai, that has to be keim pnim. Mele, it only gets a din noi. The most it is a noi, something there that beautifies the Avodah Zarah, and it's going to have bittel. If they sell it, if they sell us the wax, we'll let it use that wax, because the mechira is a bittel. Shenkin, if you go like the Rambam, comes out of Chumrah, that all these Shava and other things that they put down in front of Avodah Zarah are going to be Nesar, even if it's not Kein Pnim, because since it's put down B'Fnim, B'Makom Avedosa, it's also in the Shach and Kuflam and Tez Gimel, brings the Viseis of Hashem the Rambam, and he says, Dvorav Nechoinim, Chol Bal Nefesh Yesh L'Hachmir. Gemara at the end says, Amar Vasi Bachiyah, the Gemara gives the klal, Kol Shul Lefnimina Kalkolim Filum Mayim Melech Asar, anything that's inside the curtain, it's in the inner chamber, front of Avodah Zarah, even Mayim Umelech is Asar, Chutz Kalkolim, what's outside the curtain, Dovah Shal Noi Asar, Shein Shal Noi Mut, then it's totally, if it's a Dovah Shal Noi, or it's not a Dovah Shal Noi. That means inside the Kalkolim doesn't make a difference if it's a Dovah Shal Noi, even if it's not a Dovah Chashar, like Mayim Umelech, it's also Asar. The Shaila, why is that Asr? So, Pashtus, the Ran says, the Shita Sabavli is because it's Takrevis. Rashi says also, Filamayim Melech, the Lav Lanoyu, Kivin the Kaim Pnim, Ninu, have a Takrevis. To Shainim, Amazbe, Mayim Melech, the Makar Bifnim, by Nisa Chamayim, and Melech, and the Karbonis. So, Shilfnimina Kalkolim doesn't make a difference. It means we have it tonight in the Pasuk, more than from the Pasuk, the Sachman, the Kesav Azor, Aleim. We have it tonight in Noy, that Noi is only Osir when it's a Dovah Shal Noi, only when it's something that's Choshev, that's Bakovit. But when Isra'f Takrovis, Lufnim and Akalkol, this Takrovis doesn't make a difference. So these things, even if it's Mayim Umelach, as long as it's Keim Pnim, there's an Isra'f Takrovis. That's what Rashi says, and Rabban says that's the Pashto Mashmois of the Bavli. The Yishalmi, the Ran brings, says that Bifnim and Akalkol is the Indian of Meshamshe Avod Zorah. Filu Mayim Umelach, they're there to use for the Avod Zorah, to wash it or whatever. Is the Indian of Mesham Shevet the Zora, it's Osir, and that has a bitul, just like Noi. But the Pashtas, the Rishayim say it's an Isser of Takravis. The question is, Chutzma Kakalim. The Chutzma Kakalim, the Gemara says, is the difference, Dovah Shal Noi, Osir, Sheinah Shal Noi Mutter. Over there is an Isser Noi. And the Gemara says, by Pa'or and Makulis, which they Noi, everything Derech Pezoyin, they don't do things Derech Kavit. Afilu pnim kechutz tami. So over there, there's no difference. Even outside the kalkalim, has a din that everything is also even davish ein shel noy. So Taisu says, how can it be also? We learn from a pasuk that iser noy is only a davish shel noy, only something that's bakavit. What's the difference that the pa'ir and makulis they're not noyig derech kavit, but the pasuk says that the Torah only asked noy something that's derech kavit. So Taisu says the Gemara means something else. The Gemara means outside of the kalkalim, chutz kalkalim davish shel noy also shein shel noy mutter. Doesn't mean it's also because of noi. It means it has the iser chomer of takravis, which is ainli bittel. It means when it's inside the kalkolim, then everything is takravis. Even in davish ein shol noi, even mayim melach. When it's outside the kalkolim, then we only assume that they're being makra for davish shol noi. Whatever's there davish shol noi, we assume is for takravis. And whatever's not there, whatever's ein shol noi, we don't assume is for takravis. But the iser of davish shol noi, chutz kalkolim, zaktaisis, is midin takravis, not midin noi, like Rashi learns. In Bela Zaktais, we can understand, but Pa'or Makulis, where they're not makbid on the covet, so they're makriv things, even She'enim Derech Noi, outside the Kalkolim. That it's not Osir Midin Noi, it's Osir Midin Takravis. That's the Machlekes Rashi Taisis. There's an interesting Shaila, Menchas Yitzchak brings in Chelek Dalid, Simen Pezayin. Somebody asked the Shaila if he's allowed to see the time from a clock. It's on the top of a base of a desert. They have a high building with a clock on the top of the tiflo. If he's allowed to be nether from that to see the time, because Rabbi Yeruchim, the Beis brings Rabbi Yeruchim, that a person is not allowed to listen to music of Avay Dezara, because even though we say Koil Mar V'Reyach, Ein Be'em Shum Me'ilo, but he's Surah Ika. The klal is by, when someone's nether from Hektish, you're not allowed to be nether from Hektish. Koil Mar and Reyach, things that don't have a mamoshes, it's just a sound or a Mara or Reyach, there's no me'ila behektish, but it's still also to be nana. So who then by Vedazor is Dr. Ben Yeruchim that the Isra Hanofim of Vedazor is even on Koil Ma'ara V'Reyach. So when someone's being nana from looking at something, he's over the Isra of nana from Vedazor. So we have a clock, he's being nana from the clock. So in Mechas Yitzchak Dan, what is the clock? Is it a noi? It's a noi. It's, the Gemara says even Chutzal Kakolim, even something that's outside. If it's Dabar Shal Noi is also, you have Isra Noi, it's also Ba No. He says maybe it's not meant to be directly a noy for Avodah Zarah, maybe it's just a noy for the building. So it comes out, it's like a mishamshim to mishamshim. The building itself is a mishamish for Avodah Zarah. The building is not the Avodah Zarah itself. This is a noy for the mishamish. So maybe it's mutter. At the end he says, this is makom lahachmir. The next Mishnah continues with a new halacha. Avodas kechavim shohei lagina imercha tznenem mehem shaloi b'toyva v'inenem mehem b'toyva. This Mishnah is talking about something like the Ritva explains, which is not takravis or mashamshim or noi. It's not serving any purpose for the Avodah Zarah. It's not here to beautify the Avodah Zarah, to be mashamish the Avodah Zarah. It just is a gina or a mercha. It's a park or a bathhouse which belongs to the Avodah Zarah. Simply belongs to the Avodah Zarah. On that, the Mishnah says that it's also to be nana from it b'teiva, and you could be nana from it shaloi b'teiva. The Hainu, if you have something that's really Yisuri Ano, that's Misham Shem Unoi, it's also to be nana in any way, any fashion. But over here, this is a different type of Isser. This Isser is totally b'teiva or shaloi b'teiva. You're allowed to be nana shaloi b'teiva, which Rashi explains mean without paying for it. To be nana b'chinam is mutter, to just use it. But to be nana b'toyva, to be nana and pay schar for it, is also. Taisvis on Daf Memdal and Membeis brings it to Benitam. Schaylik on Rashi's pshat, and he learns b'toyva, he says the mission doesn't say b'schar. It means just the opposite. B'toyva means you're not allowed to use it for free. because then you machzik toiva, you feel thankful to Rabbi Dezora, and b'schar, you're allowed to use it, that's shaloi b'toiva. That's called, you're not machzik toiva to Rabbi Dezora, so therefore you're allowed to use it. Either way, like Rashi or like Rabbeinu Tam, you have to explain what this Isser is. The Ritva over here is Mayrich. In Iran, what exactly is this Chedusha Iran? What exactly is this Isser? It's not just regular Surya. No, making Chilik to Mitoiva and Shalai Mitoiva. It also says the Isser Drabonon, that it's a Maris Ayin. It looks like he's being Nenef from Avodah Zarah. It's something that has a Shaykhist to Avodah Zarah. Or it looks like he's being Machzik Toiva to Avodah Zarah. Like he's having a shaykhus to Rabbi Dezora, he's feeling thankful to Rabbi Dezora. The lashon that a ravid at the chiddush Iran brings us, a person shouldn't get pulled, shouldn't get attracted to Rabbi Dezora. So kaponon is a iser midrabanon, and the gedarm of the iser according to Rashi is only when you're paying, when you're being mahana Rabbi Dezora. That's when there's a iser to be nene from the ginei merchat shel Rabbi Dezora. On that, the Mishnah says hoya shalav shalachirim. If it's shalav shalachirim, if it's not, it doesn't fully belong to Rabbi Dezora, it's part of the Rabbi Dezora, it's part of the achirim. Is nana mehem be metayver ben shalay betayver? The Gemara has two lashanas from Abaya. What the Mishnah means, it comes out of machlekes from the two lashanas. When the hano is not going purely to Rabbi Dezora, if there's some other interest involved over here, somebody else getting part of the hano is machlekes the two lashanas in the Gemara. If you have the Isra of being Nene from a Gino Merchatz of Avodah Zarah. And it's for the same reason that Ritva speaks out, also because this whole Isra is an Isra of Maris Ayin, so it could be the Omekel according to one Lashon, when the Ano is not going fully to Avodah Zarah, when it's going partially to Acherim. There's a Chiddush from the Benitam on this Halacha, in Taisis Mandal and Beis. Benitam says that the Isra of this Mishnah is only when the Gino Merchatz is in front of the Avodah Zarah, Fnei Avodah Zarah. If the Avodah Zarah owns a Merchatz or a Gina, which is not on the same site as the Avodah Zarah, it's far away in a different location, then you don't have this whole Issa. And Mela, according to Shitas Rashi, you'd be able to be Nana from it B'schar. According to Rebbeinu Tam, you'd be able to be Nana from it with Achzakas Toiva. The Torah brings the Rebbeinu Yoina, Schoilek on Rebbeinu Tam, that it makes no difference if it's in front of the Avodah Zarah, if it's far away from the Avodah Zarah. You have the same Isser of Mishnah. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Hagah, Kuf Mem Gimel, Gimel, he brings the Kula of Rabbeinu Tam, Yesh Reimim She'ein Osa Lehanes Mimeno, Im Atoiva Bo Lekehanim, Elok She'im Oimdim B'chotz Av Yitzchav Ma'atzmo. K'she'im Oimdim Lefaneho, Afo Pish Atoiva Yitz Mem, Lekehanim Muta Lehanes Mimeno, Lo Yish Atoiva Yitzchav Ma'atzmo. Yesh Lishma Chazel Lehok. He brings the Rabbeinu Tam that this whole Mishnah is only when it's Oimdim Lefaneho, and he says Yesh Lismay Chalzer Lahakel. Shach says on that Habach Pasek Lahachmir. It's a question in the Paiskim for Saymach on this Kula of Rabbeinu Tam. There's a big kash on this halacha that the Rishayim asks, Taisa Memdal and Mbeiz asks it, and the Ramban and Ritva by us. There's a Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel that says, by Yerichal Evdekachov, they have a marketplace of the Goyim. A person is not allowed to open a store over there in the marketplace, because they had to pay a tax, a mechas, which went to the Avodah Zarah. This mechas went to the Avodah Zarah, so it comes out you're being Mahana, the Avodah Zarah, so it's also. So the Rishonim ask, according to the Lashon and the Gemara by us, that any time it's Shalov or Shalachayrim, when there's any other interest involved, it's not fully for the Avodah Zarah, it's Mutter. So why over there is it also to give that tax, because a chelik of it, or to rent from the Yurid, because a chelik of the tax goes to the Avodah Zarah, should be doing to our Mishnah. When there's a chayrim involved, it's mutter. For oy, the Ben Tam asks on the Mandal and Beis and Taisus, according to Ben Tam's Kula, that when it's not befonav, it's not in front of the Avodah Zarah's mutter. So why is the original of the Chavim Aser over there? It's also not befonav. So Taisus says a teretz on the Mandalit that over there we're talking about oisim and ameches torchev it's Chavim. Over there we're talking about they use that money to go and buy needs for Avodah Zarah, to buy things to enhance Avodah Zarah. So that Isser is Asr Mahan Avodah Zarah, that's worse. Shanking the Mishnah by us, the money just goes to benefit the Kaimrim, the Galachim. It's just the Isser because you're using a Gina of Amerechetz of Avodah Zarah, like we said, it shouldn't be Miskarav to Avodah Zarah. But the money itself is not going to enhance Avodah Zarah. Is Memela, it doesn't have that Isser of Daf Yud Gimel. Etzvah also learns like this. That Ramban says a different teretz. Ramban says over there, he's not just giving, he's getting also. He's paying, and he's taking, he's using the gin and the merchatz. Shaken in that sugi over there, Dafyid Gimel, you're just paying the meches, you're just paying off this tax to Rabbi Dezara. So over there, it's more chamer, you're just giving something to Rabbi Dezara. Shaken in our Mishnah, the Rabbi Dezara is giving you back for it. Ran asks on this teretz of the Ramban, he says it's not enough because we have it in the Masechet Nedarim, by Mudar Ano, when someone's not allowed to have Ano, he cannot buy something from the person if he's getting a good deal, if he's getting a deal which is better for Lekech than the Meicher, then it's still called that he's being Mahana the Meicher, even though he's getting something back, it's still called he's being Mahana the Meicher, so you still have the Isra of Dafyid Gimel of being Mahana Vizkechav. Ran says our Mishnah is talking about that he's not really paying for it. Even Rashi says Beschar, according to Ben Tam, just being machzik toiva, but even Rashi who says b'schar just means he's giving schar porto. He's paying anything, giving some type of token amount, but he's not really paying a payment for the thing. So therefore, there's no shayla of being mahana by the zara here. He's basically using the gin of the merchat of the zara, and he's not allowed to give them any type of schar porto. So the iser of dafid gimel mahana by the zara you don't have. It's just a new iser and now a sugya of giving back petoiva to David the zara. And that is totally, if there's something else mixed in, is mutter b'chei gavna when there's a chayru mixed in, according to one lashon and gemara. The Ran brings the Yishalmi that talks about renting from an Avodah Zarah, chalilim, instruments, or other things. And Yishalmi says if there's anyone else mixed in, if it's not just the Avodah Zarah itself, if part of it goes to the Bnei Medina, then it's mutter. Which is the chayru, like the Ran says at the end, only like the lashon and gemara, that when a chayrim are mixed in, is mutter. The Ran is miskasha on Yishalmi very much, because the Ran learns that our sugi is only by schar purta, only when you're giving a little bit, little token schar, that's when you have the heter of a chayrim mixed in. He says the Yishalmi is talking about when the Avodah Zarah is benefiting a schar gomer, that should be daimit to the sugi and dafid gimel, you mean mahana Avodah Zarah. La'aloch, it's a big shayla, who we paskin like, shach and kuf mem gimel, but it's hey, if we pass in, like which lashon in the Gemara, when the Hano is going partially to Avodah Zarah, partially to Acherim, so Machlekes, if we're machmer on that, and then the Hago in Sefei brings the Yishalmi, they let it rent from the Avodah Zarah when it's not fully going to the Avodah Zarah. The Goyin brings the Ran and the Sugya, that's Meskash on them. It's a big need, and if the Maisa Bechai Gavna is Mutter. But if it fully belongs to Rabbi Dezara, is the Chaser, like the Mechaber says in Kufman Gimel, Hey, Chanuyas Shal Alilim also Liskmehem, stores that belong to the Tifla, that belong to Rabbi Dezara, is also to be Seicher from them, because of our Mishnah, it's also to use it B'schar. There's a tshuva about this in Chayos Tshuva Shevet Alevi from Shmuel Vosner, in Chelek Beisim and Samach. It brings that there was a group of students that came to study in Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't have a place to stay, so they wanted to rent an empty section of a monastery building, rent rooms there to have a place to have board. And Shmuel Vosner says it's also because of Al Gemara, this halacha, Chanuya Yishal Alilim also Liskamim. It's also being Mahana the Avodah Zarah, it's also to rent from the Avodah Zarah. Besides, where he says there's other in Yonim Chil Hashem and being Mechazik, their project in Eretz Yisrael, but he says there's an Isra Mikayach, our Sugya of Chanu Yisrael Alilim Asa Liska Mehem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daffin Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daff worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.